President Mahama says work is progressing steadily on the $25 million aerodrome project in Ho in the Volta region. He said the project, which is funded by the Ghana Airports Company, will be ready by the first half of next year. The aerodrome, when completed, will comprise of a 1,900-meter runway, an air traffic control tower, a 1,150 capacity passenger lounge, among others. President Mahama said this on GBC's Volta Star Radio in Ho as part of his three-day accounting to the people tower of the region.
My understanding is that the aerodrome will be completed in the first half of next year. But if you go to the site, the contractor is on site working very seriously. Meshes Amandi Construction, they're working very seriously. And let me explain, it is a project initiated by the Ghana Airports Company and it's financed by the Ghana Airports Company 100%. It's not using Government of Ghana financing.
Okay.
It is part of our new public debt management strategy where we're encouraging state-owned enterprises to borrow on their own balance sheets and not pile their debts onto the public debt. Before, VRA, ECG, Ghana Airports Company, Gapoha, everybody borrowed, and then it became a debt for the entire people of Ghana. Today, we're telling them, go on to the market, borrow your own money, be responsible for payment of that money.
President Mahama said road projects in the Volta region will have a significant impact not on the economic development of the region alone, but also parts of the northern region.
Quite a long stretch of the Asikunla to Have Road have started to be asphalted. The asphalt overlay is being put on it. And then with Have to Hohoi, the contractor has cleared a long segment of the road and has started to work on the base of the road. And so work is progressing quite strongly. With the completion of the whole Fume Road, the contractor who was on it, Rolida, who did a very good job, I'm sure you've seen the quality of work on Ho Fume, he's been moved onto the Eastern Corridor. And so he is taking the Hohoi to Jasikan stretch, and it's also going to continue from Jessica to Kajibi. And so I think that work is progressing quite well. When that road is completed, it's going to be have a very important impact on the economic development of the Volta region. Not only the Volta region, but the northern and upper east regions, because that road stretches from Kulungungu and Garu Timpani in the upper east region and comes all the way to Makwanjuri in northern region, goes through Yendi, through Bimbila, and then from Bimbila to Otidamanko, Voti at Damanko, continues to Nkwanta, comes to Kajibi, from Kajibi to Jasikan, Jasikan to Hohoi, Hohoi to Ave, Ave to Asikuma, then across through Joapong, across the Adomi Bridge to Tamaranabout. That's one of the longest stretches of roads we have ever undertaken at one time. There's a vision that we set ourselves. Of course, they've always said that development is not an event, it's a process. And so you cannot imagine that a road of almost 800 kilometers will be ready in 1 year. It takes a couple of years to get it ready. But eventually, when we have the Eastern Corridor, the Western Corridor, and the Central Corridor, road transport and movement in Ghana will be very, very much enhanced, and it will contribute to Ghana's economic development in a major way.
On the cocoa sector, President Mahama urged chiefs to release lands to the youth to go into cocoa farming.
Cocoa Board is revamping cocoa production in the Volta region. They have set up several seedling producing facilities and they've employed young people to grow the seedlings. And they're giving these seedlings to the farmers free of charge. And I was telling the chiefs that, look, all of you in this area, we're revamping cocoa production. And so when we say that there's unemployment, one of the major hindrances to getting the young people to find some work to do is the issue of land. Land is difficult to come by. On government side, we're giving all the inputs free. The seedlings are free. The agric extension officers who will come and help you to peg your farm and plant the seedlings do not charge you anything. And all the inputs you need for cocoa growing are free. All the fertilizer is free. And so the only hindrance to the young people taking advantage of this program that government is implementing is land. And so if the chiefs would release land so that young people can grow cocoa, you'd be surprised at how much income they can earn. I know of colleagues, friends who are working in the public services, but who at the weekend go to their cocoa farms because they earn more from their cocoa farms than they earn as annual salary.
Touching on unemployment, President Mahama urged the youth to take advantage of the many skills development programs going on, as he put it, to put money in their pockets. He said a lot is being done to tackle unemployment.
If you say feeling it in your pocket, it doesn't mean that the president is going to come from place to place and count money and give to everybody to put in his pocket. The economy will provide the opportunities, but it's for the people to take advantage of it. If anybody is sitting with his hands crossed and saying that, oh, if they say the economy is going, why am I not feeling it in the pocket? You need to get up and take advantage of the opportunities that the economy is creating. And that is how money comes into your pocket. We are putting young people into NVTI to go and learn skilled professions. If you're a tipper truck driver, an excavator driver, you are certain to find work. And so one of the things government is highlighting and pushing is to try and do the skills development program so that more people are having the skills to go into the world of work. Many young people who are being trained in the agricultural sector, if you go to the Andalusia area, there is a PIGRE project where people who are interested register, and together with the University of Science and Technology, Animal Production Division, they provide them with extension advice to produce pigs for the market. If you go to the poultry sector, assistance is being given to the poultry industry. You go to pharmaceuticals, we're giving pharmaceutical companies almost 50 million Ghana cedis to expand their production and to be able to employ more people. If you go to the jewelry sector, the Export Development and Agriculture Investment Fund has given money for training apprenticeships in jewelry making. And so the point is, however fast the economy grows, if our people are not taking advantage of it, then there's not going to be money in people's pockets. And so we are creating the enabling environment, and we will assist our young people to take opportunity of it by providing them with the skills that allow them to go into the world of work.
On corruption, President Mahama said Ghana is doing well in that struggle. He said his government is committed to exposing and sanctioning any corrupt appointee, saying it is not true that he has a soft spot for those who are corrupt.
Well, I'm not a politician who is afraid of corruption. I'm prepared to talk about it every day, and I speak about it every day. Indeed, corruption is not a perception, it's a reality. Corruption exists. Over the years, we've all come across incidences of corruption. Either bribes have been demanded from us, or we have offered bribes to people for one reason or the other. Everybody has encountered corruption in their lives. Perception is the means of measuring corruption, because there's no other instrument for measuring corruption, because the giver and the taker are not willing to talk about it. It's not scientific. By measuring people's perception, that you're able to determine what the level of corruption is. But that also, everybody will tell you, has its flaws. Because in a country that is open, that has a vibrant media, where people have free expression, perception of corruption is likely to be higher than a closed society that does not have free expression, that does not have a vibrant media. And so corruption is not discussed. The more you discuss corruption, the more people's perception of corruption heightens. And so if you say you're just measuring people's perception, then you might say that corruption is higher in one country than another, when really it is not. Increasingly, every year from 2012, Ghana has done well on the Corruption Perception Index. There is more talk and discussion of corruption because my government is prepared to investigate, not only expose, investigate and sanction corruption. This is the first government that actually is investigating corruption under its tenure and sanctioning people who hold public positions. Evidence of corruption is found, we investigate and we sanction. I've dropped more ministers and dealt more with my appointees than other governments have done.
President Mahama said the capacity of senior high schools in the country will be expanded as 2,000 young people who would have dropped out of school now have access to education in the Intramuru area.
In the Volta region alone, the community day senior high schools we are building are 12 community day high schools. And as you said, I've commissioned Nkwanta, I've commissioned Chinderi. Several others are at various stages of completion, and I'm sure that in the next couple of months, we'll be able to bring all those ones on stream. I've given instruction that as soon as the school is handed over, they should go ahead, appoint the head teacher, and let him start admissions so that the children can have the opportunity to be able to have a secondary education. With the four first ones that I commissioned, already in those four schools, they've recruited almost 2,000 students. So these are 2,000 young people whose education would have terminated at the GHS level because they did not get entry into senior high school. And so already 2,000 young people have gotten access to secondary education just by virtue of our building four of senior high schools. And like I said yesterday, we relocated 1,400 students into the new school. The school has a capacity of 1,500, and we've moved
1,400
already into the school. So it's left with just 100, you know, to reach its capacity. So what we're doing is we're identifying the other secondary schools around, and then we're going to expand their capacity so that they can absorb more of the children in the area. But ultimately, we need to look at the possibility of putting another school in that catchment area, because it looks like the volumes are quite high. Aside from that, we're giving bursaries to students. Under the master's program, we have given almost 9,000 bursaries to young students who are studying science and maths. Other bursaries like the World Bank one, which covers 10,000 students, being dispersed. Converting the polytechnics to technical universities. And one of the things I'm insisting on is that they maintain their core mandate of technical and vocational education.
President Mahama's interview did not end without an advice for those who have turned 18.
I just want to remind our younger brothers and sisters that from the 28th April to the 8th of May, the voters register will be open. And so those of them who have turned 18 years and above should remember to come out and register so that they can vote in the November 7th election. So all those who have turned 18 years above since 2012 are enjoined to go and register. And then also for adults who for one reason or other have not been registered, either they had traveled or they were indisposed or something, this is the advantage for them to put their names in the register. But for those who already are registered, they are not required to register again. And if they attempt to do that, it will amount to a double registration. And the EC's rules are that if you're registered double, then both your registrations are taken out. And so you'll not be able to vote on November 7th.